The next section of the Shulchan Aruch, immediately after Aleinu, discusses the laws of Kaddish, and precisely, specifically with regard to a person who is obligated to recite Kaddish and to wishes to daven and get to be able to lead the davening, exactly which person is supposed to lead over the others. So let's begin with the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'omrim Kaddish Yosam Achor Leinu," which is, of course, we're all familiar with, that we say Kaddish after Leinu. But based on the words of the Ramah, it sounds as though you actually have to say Leinu in order to be able to say Kaddish. This is actually a question that was presented by to the Chilkas Yaakov, and he says as follows: "The Afilu im Hegia Yosam LeBesach Neses Achrei Shikvar Gomer Hatzibur Leinu." Let's say, for whatever reason, you come to Shul late or whatever, and you see that you have the opportunity to say Kaddish. You didn't say Aleinu, so the question is, should you say Kaddish? So he holds that Ashu lo amar imahem lo shama osam omrim yochel lo amar Kaddish. Even though you didn't say Aleinu and you didn't hear anyone else say it either, the fact is you're still allowed to recite Kaddish. And the question is, why is that the case? And he says that kivan shehoyu asara shemar leinu yachad. Just as long as, of course, you already had a minion that without you, that they did say aleinu. So therefore, it's not necessary that you even had to have said aleinu. You can still recite the kaddish afterwards. V'chein so too, he says imnimsa hayosam etvilaso beemsa psuk de zimra. Not that you just walk in and you're not in the middle of davening at all. But let's say you are in the middle of psuk de zimra, and all of a sudden you have the opportunity to recite the kaddish after aleinu. So yochel hafsik v'lomer kaddish with tzibur kshagil lizman emiris kaddish. He says that you're allowed to stop in the middle of the psuk de zimra, wherever you may be, and you can recite kaddish. At that time, it's not a problem. However, it's brought down, among other many other shells and chulas that are brought down, he says that im yochel hafsik bein mizmor lemizmor adifa, that even though in the middle of psukim zimra, a person can recite the Kaddish, the mourner's Kaddish, but since you're in the middle of psukim zimra, it's probably better, if one can, to finish a paragraph, and before you start the next one, even though you might wait a few seconds, it's better to do that as opposed to being be'emsa parak right in the middle of the paragraph. Now that's specifically by psukim de zimra. However, what happens, let's say you're in the middle of Kriya Shema itself, or you're in Birchas Kriya Shema. So you finished Yishtabach, you finished psukim de zimra, and you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. So the question is, can you at that point stop your davening, stop the Shema, stop the bracha that you're in, and recite Kaddish at that point? So we hold that when it comes to Kriya Shema, Birchas Seha, Afilu Bein HaPrakim Lo Yasik LeKaddish, that even if you happen to be in between the paragraphs, a person should not stop, and rather they should continue the davening, and hopefully next time they'll be able to say Kaddish with the Tzibur. B'chanan Ben HaKashar HaTekadosh Baruch HaZagat V'yichachar B'ham Shemitzu Shnemar HaRanoicha Beitzel Masin Koyadut Zadov Yadir Kaddish.